At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Fully Charged, Recharged.
Oh, hey, what's up?
What's up?
Let's be honest, because we never whinge about tiredness on the show. And I'm sure, listen, you're working out there as well or doing college work or whatever you do with your life, but fuck me.
Or maybe you're listening in because you were on the show this morning and you want to hear back what you sound
like. Hey, maybe.
Maybe you're the only people who do listen in as the only people who get...
I think we're all like tired together for once.
See, yeah. I'm like not,
but
not,
you're
to,
good.
Not
you're,
to rub it in.
You're gone.
I'm about to go on holiday, so I'm reaching that, like, do you know the way just before you go on holiday, you're like, oh my God, yeah, I got, you know, so I'm just...
But I feel like it's kind of everywhere, like not just even here in work, like my housemates all seem a bit wrecked. Friends
comes,
I'm chatting
coming to that time of the year though, isn't it?
The kind of vibe, even on voice notes, is everyone's just a bit blah. You know,
yeah.
Maybe it's just the week that's in it or the weather change or I don't know, but everyone just seems a bit bleh.
I think the summer royally hooks people up these days.
Mm.
Hooks people up?
Well, I just didn't want to say fucks. Cause
oh, fucks people up these
it
days.
It does. Like, I just think a lot of people when they come out of the summer, and I know summer's over a good bit, but like it kind of eked into September there.
Yeah,
by the end of it
it's
all,
14
you're
degrees
just like,
last night.
I'm freaking... goose.
It was like
yesterday
hangover.
Was so hot.
It was so hot.
Yeah,
it was
really
so
nice.
Warm in bed last night.
Yeah, it was.
I actually couldn't sleep at all.
Cover off. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, we're only saying it because you might maybe feel that too, and we'll snap out of it again.
We're human too, guys.
I can't wait to go to bed for the day.
Oh, buzzing.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
It's Bess, Cameron Watson and Kisses here on Spin 103.8. Morning to
Good
you. It's Emily and Ashley.
Morning.
Oh, lads, there's huge drama in the world of conkers.
There always is.
There always
there
is.
Always
of conkers.
And this isn't the fact that you can't get a parking space in my housing estate because there's trees that produce conkers and every Tom, Dick and Harry are coming filling bags in my housing estate.
Is
no,
that,
no.
Is, you're one of those housing estates, right? That's very
oh,
funny.
I thought you were going to say because you're not allowed to park under the tree in case your car gets smashed with
no,
a conker.
No, it's that I can't park my own car in my housing estate because there's just kids and families
no
filling
way.
Up bags of conkers.
We used to do that.
The best crack.
We used to do that in Donabate. We used to go to the oak trees and we used to collect conkers. Don't know why. We used to collect buckets of them. For what reason?
I remember my friend Anya's dad had a farm and we'd go over to the farm because they had massive oak trees. It is oak, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I think it's horse chestnut.
Oh, scarlet. Chestnut tree.
Yeah.
Chestnut tree makes sense.
Horse chestnut.
Silly me. Anyway, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is the world's conker championships that happened over the weekend, okay? Did you know that these happen annually in England and they've been going since 1977, I believe, or even, sorry, actually I lie, the 60s, but this particular man who's being accused of cheating has been taking part since 1977 and never won until last weekend, okay? So big day or a big weekend for the guy who's known as King Conker, right?
He's not much of a king if he hasn't won until last weekend.
I think he lives and breathes conkers.
Right.
You know the way sometimes you see a mayor with their mayoral chains?
Yeah.
This guy just wears a big
conker.
No, he just conkers going around. Yeah, that just seems to be his life.
And does he have a wife?
I don't know. I don't know about King
Great
Conker.
Question.
His name is really David Jenkins and he won the tournament on, as I said, over the weekend. He's 82 now. He's been trying to win this damn thing for 40 years. But sadly, immediately after his win, it was plunged into this massive controversy. He was surprised to find himself at the centre of national headlines. Have a listen.
David Jenkins is being investigated. It turns out there was something unusual in his pocket.
Not King Conker. What did he do?
He's accused of using a conker made of steel and obliterating his opponent's nuts with one hit.
Oh my God. That's like the best outcome.
Yes, King Conker.
You check BBC News, CNN, Sky News, they're all over this. Kay Burley was chatting to him herself. You know Kay Burley?
She was chatting to him.
Ah, yeah, she got a statement and all. You know Kay, she'd be straight down there.
Know Kay, on the hard-hitting news. Yeah.
He has obviously denied the allegations. He also was involved in preparing the other players' conkers, okay? They're selected randomly from a sack. This is how it goes.
Oh, I thought you maybe would have to, like, search for your own, pick your best.
I would have thought you'd have to, this is your own.
Because obviously then you'd be out hunting for a real heavy one or something. So he's denied any suggestion that he marked the strings to highlight harder nuts, essentially. As I said, back in the 60s, these championships started, and there's huge rules to follow.
No baked or pickled conkers are allowed, and the bootlace has to be at least 8 inches long.
You know it's an old competition when the voice is like that.
Yeah, I know. I love listening back to those old news clips, those very English ones. So the investigation has been launched. The initial feeling is that it's a load of rubbish and let King Conker have his day in the sun.
Wow.
But there is a video doing the rounds that I looked at. It's terrible quality. Just me, sometimes when you see these videos for evidence, you're like, was that an Nokia?
Really clear. Where are the iPhones at?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was only just taken last weekend. It was someone just taking a video and you can just see him in the background. He's kind of throwing a conker into the crowd as in to celebrate.
Right.
Before there's a bit of rustling going on in his pockets, and people are suggesting he swapped out conkers, threw the genuine one he was given for the competition to the crowd and kept his metal one. Because here's the thing about King Conker, he's always admitted to carrying a metal conker around to amuse children. So when children come along to this thing and they're playing with conkers on the sidelines, he goes, oh, look how good I am, wallops the metal conker and obliterates them, right? But he does that for a laugh, right?
It's not typical now. King Conker gets his day and then they all say it's the metal conker.
That's the way we go. That's the way the world works today. Yeah, first time winning, 1977. Like, I don't want you to fret. I will keep you abreast in any developments of this story.
Please
but
do.
You don't even need to. It'll be on BBC News.
Theme song should be Dizzy Rascal. Conk, 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 conker. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If you are just waking up to the very sad news that last night Liam Payne passed away. A lot of shock around, I think, this morning.
Yeah,
we will have more for you in our news bulletins at 8 o'clock and all across the day here at Spin.
I told you earlier in the week that I was in Fibber McGee's in town pretty much all day on Saturday for a pinball tournament. And Fibber's is connected to the living room, which people might have heard of, just off O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
And they're connected via this big, like, kind of outdoor area.
I love that courtyard area. It's kind of great place to watch a match.
It's brilliant. It has this massive, like, projector TV thing. And so I was there quite early. Fibber's opens at 12 and I got there at 12:30. And I assumed there'd be very few people in the pub at that time. However, there was, to my surprise, a big, long table in that outdoor area of Munster fans. And then as the afternoon went on, the place got busier and busier and busier with Munster fans and Leinster fans. And I was like, what the hell are they doing outside of the Southside?
Yeah.
And then I realised that the match was on in Croke Park.
Yeah, but they're not there. So why are they on the north side?
What do you mean?
As in, they're obviously not at the match.
Yeah, but it was like in the hours before the match.
Oh, okay, fair.
Like the fans,
I thought you meant for the match they were there.
No, 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 no. So they were like obviously having a few drinks
over,
there before going to Croke Park.
Yeah. I'm with you now.
Because the match wasn't on until like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And they were there from literally 12:30.
Wow.
By 2 o'clock the place was absolutely thronged with mainly Munster fans and as I said, a few Leinster fans trickling in.
I bet the pinball players weren't liking that much.
Yeah,
much,
they were miles away from the pinball players. Don't worry.
Did you not have a couple of lads coming over?
Absolutely
like,
not.
We play?
No interest at all. And then the chanting began.
Oh, go on.
And it was loud, right? There was lads taking their tops off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No way.
Oh, it was actually loose. Yeah. And the chanting went like this, right? Da, 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 da. And I presumed it was a chant that I'd heard before of
Leinster.
I've literally been to like one or two Leinster matches and that's what
still
I've heard.
Ingrained in your head.
Yeah, and like from years and years ago. And then I realised that they were saying, Monster, Monster. And I always associated that with Leinster.
Leinster, yeah. That's like when
I moved
to the south side, all my mates just constantly chant Leinster at me.
Yeah.
Like you'd think it's only a Leinster thing.
And I was kind of shocked that Munster would have the same like tune of a chant as Leinster.
Not only is it lazy to copy, it's also lazy from the get-go. There's not much going on there.
Exactly. So I would have assumed that they would want something alternative to Leinster because they're big rivals. So I think we should come up with some alternative Munster chants for them to use, and they shouldn't be using that other silly one anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So they could go with the classic, the Munster cha cha cha, Munster cha cha cha. I'd like them to say cha 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 as well. And then I was thinking, or
lads, lads, lads.
Yeah, lads, 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 lads. Or I was thinking like sort of a Mariah Carey, like Munster, that type of thing.
I actually think every fan would get that pitch perfect.
Yeah,
it sounds so
yeah. My dad's from Cork. I can totally see him doing that. Yeah.
Then I kind of have taken some popular songs and turned them into Munster chants. So you could have M-U-Enster. It's fun to play with M-U-Enster. That's not great. But to go a bit more current, I was thinking of M-U-N-S-T-E-R. Win this scrum, let's get a score.
Right,
No, it's not. It's
awful.
Okay, can you
illegal,
do better?
Illegal. I was thinking of the Go Compare ads. Munster, 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 Munster. And then I was also thinking of Lady Gaga's Monster.
So oh, yes.
These boys are from Munster. Munster.
Oh, very
and
good.
And then you also have, obviously, Rihanna and Eminem's Players are from Munster, so you're going down. Some are from Tralee, others are from Mitchell's Town.
Hey, very good.
Very nice.
I was just looking at Cardi B's song, Money.
Money.
So like, you know, I like boarding jets, I like morning, but nothing in this world then I like more than checks. Munster! All I really want to see is the Munster. I don't really need the... I need the Munster.
So you haven't changed a single lyric?
All a bad bitch.
It's just apart from Munster.
All a bad bee need is Munster. Is that not perfect, no?
It's gorgeous,
Emma. I wouldn't change a single thing.
They'll love it.
How are you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Spin Hits, live in Manchester.
Okay.
He feels the energy out here, guys. We're obviously... we're killing it.
Do you feel the energy? How do you feel about heading over to Manchester for a lovely stay with your return flights, transfers, bed and breakfast in a 4-star Manchester hotel?
That sounds great. Is that it?
No, to see all of these.
What?
More.
Are you ready?
Spins hit live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
Teddy Swims.
Hey, it's Teddy Swims.
What's happening, everybody? It's Tom Grennan.
The incredible Rita Ora.
Bandit. Hey, what's good, Jax, Jax, Jax Jones?
Hey, this is Perry.
Please put some hands together for King DeCrow.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's very. An overwhelming list.
It's live in Manchester.
I feel like my head would be blown off with all the bangers.
It's just so cool because they probably only have a certain amount of time on stage, so you know you're getting all the hits.
Oh, you're only
like you're not getting Rita Ora's back catalogue. You know what I mean? You're getting
no
the hits.
Album tracks allowed.
Yeah, I think this
would
be great.
True. They probably have like a half an hour set, bang out the hits.
Absolutely.
Get off, next person up. That'd
be so cool, man.
So we'd love to send you over, and the way to get yourself in the draw and to win is to listen out for any of those artists when they're played on Spin. Message us the word hits. So again, Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, and Keane DeCrow are on there.
Jax Jones, KSI, and Perry. There.
And you've also got Clean Bandit and Rita Ora. Absolutely class. We are going to hold a massive draw on November 8th. You're listening for those artists across Spin between now and then.
Yeah, all day. Yeah, all day.
Exactly. But one of them did play a couple of minutes ago.
It did indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make that call.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Emma, morning. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
What's up, Emma?
Hi, not too much. How are you?
Good. Well, you're awake and ready this morning. You just heard Hit Radio Live artist. Who did you hear there on Spin?
Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims.
Would he be somebody that you'd like to see?
Yeah, definitely.
He's a great voice, hasn't he?
Oh, he does, yeah. I love his new song.
You could be in luck because you were in that draw. Woo! It's taking place on November 8th. You could be heading to Hits Radio Live yourself.
Nice one, Emma.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
You're Emma, welcome. Would you enjoy as much the likes of Tom Grennan, Keane DeCrow, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit and Rita Ora?
Yeah, rank them all immediately, Emma.
Yeah, who's your
every
second favourite?
Every single one of them, yeah.
Really?
That's
brilliant.
Yeah. That's the safe answer.
Do you know what? There's literally one of those artists I've ever seen live. Two. I've seen Jax Jones as well, would you believe? In Waterford.
Yeah, look no, at, I've never seen any
you.
Of them.
Right, well, let's hope it's you that's going. Congratulations, Emma. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
See ya.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. If you want to qualify, again, your next chance will be with Michaela after 10 o'clock.
She's got apparently four songs.
What?
Yeah, four songs from those artists. Yeah, probably.
If you want to get in to win, Michaela's with you. Here from 10 o'clock this morning, it's been...
Morning.
Just a while ago, I was telling you that I was in a pub all day on Saturday, which gradually got busier and busier with Munster and Leinster fans ahead of the Munster-Leinster match in Croke Park. That was on Saturday evening. And the Munster fans were chanting, Munster!
Must
Munster.
Have been to get at the Leinster fans.
Maybe so, in the way that I would know Leinster fans to say, Leinster, Leinster. So we were coming up with alternative chants for Munster because we don't think they should have the same sort of tune. And we were coming up with different ones like M-U-N-S-T-E-R, like Chapel Roan had to go. But Carr has come in with a good one of the Monster Mash.
He did the Monster Mash. Monster. It was a graveyard smash. Right, I don't know the lyrics
to
that song, obviously.
Do you know the song?
I know the song, but I was saying Monster at the wrong time.
I'm thinking of, it was the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a big boy smash.
It was that match.
I think it's a good one.
I think that's actually
the Monster Mash. I didn't even put that together.
Yeah.
I was still stupidly thinking Monster Mash. Great, this
well,
is amazing.
I think doing the Munster Mash is also, it's Munster like the Scrum or something. Yeah.
There's so much you could do with that, Carr.
Yeah.
Well done, you win.
Well done, Carr. Ready to go.
It's showtime. Showtime.
Body charge, I'm a day of Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check, check, check.
Let's go.
Three.
Go.
Two.
Go.
One.
Woo.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning.
Morning.
It is Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. And yeah, if you're just waking up like our Aisling did this morning, having been asleep last night to the tragic news that Liam Payne has passed away. God, I put my phone down for 20 minutes, picked it up. Just shocking.
I was surprised you were awake, to be honest.
Yeah, I just woke up to every group chat I'm in, like, lit up.
Yeah, crazy.
So
yeah.
We'll keep you abreast on that developing news story. Obviously, Alex will in our news bulletins across the day here at Spin.
First, though, do you remember yesterday? I was like, we had microphones down and I was just like, oh, I'm going to see that new movie tonight, that new Trump movie, The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah, you said that, yeah.
And I was just like, really looking forward to it. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, cool or whatever. And I arrive to the cinema last night, to the Savoy, to see the Apprentice. And I walk up the stairs and there is Jess from Spin.
Oh.
Who is Callum's girlfriend. And I was like, hey Jess, how are you? And I don't know if you know, upstairs in the Savoy there's a pillar. And I couldn't see behind the pillar. And I was like, Jess, is he here?
He
is. And he arrives from around the pillar and he was like, oh, what are you doing here? And I was like, no, that's not happening. Yeah. What are you doing here?
He was said it first.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to the cinema. I was like, well, obviously.
Savoy.
And I was like, I told you earlier on I was going and
also,
you were like, oh, I didn't listen to that.
Love that, like, we'd be here in the room chatting about what's everyone doing later, what are you doing, what are you up to, blah blah blah, and then this fella tells you nothing.
Yeah,
he doesn't tell you anything about his plans.
I fully believe there should be no outside of work conversations during working hours. I also was a listener. I was probably had my head in my headphones doing something else for the show while Dave was talking about the cinema. But I just wonder, the disgust in his voice when he saw Jess, because he didn't know that I was around. But he didn't even use my name. It was, is he here?
I was fuming. I was like, why wouldn't he tell me he was coming? Like, did he want to avoid me?
Did you know you were going yesterday?
Yes, no, I knew that I was going for about a week.
Oh, I've heard Dave talk about this, I think, more than once.
Yeah, because
he really wants to see the film.
Yeah, and I was talking about it for, I'd say, a couple of days anyway.
I'm in my era where I come to events, but I don't tell anyone I was coming.
No, I think
Saturday
you are.
Saturday, I went to pinball where Ashley's boyfriend was holding. Didn't tell her I was going. And I just
shut up.
I'm just surprising people. Who knows where I'm going to be?
Why do you hate us?
I'm going to be in Coppers on Saturday.
we could just make plans together.
I think Emma and Ash are going to be very jealous when I tell them who you met, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them?
I met Dave's fancy lady.
Not fair. Not fair.
She's very nice.
No fair. You met
I met
This is BS. Dave Anton sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S.
He put his hand on a leg.
Spins Fully
Recharge.
Creepy. Creepy indeed. I sit before you this morning with less eyebrow hairs than yesterday, slightly irritated skin, and very sensitive ears. Last week I asked your advice on Halloween because I love making my own Halloween costume. I put an awful lot of pressure on myself to make something kind of new and unique every single year. In the past, I've been a 99, a seagull, a traffic light, a traffic cone, a spider, a half bride, half groom, a hillbilly, a balloon, a cheese string, a chimney, and a box of Special K, etc.
I would have loved just a little, like in the after the fourth one, to like sexy nurse. And
no, I love like the Halloween costumes are the parties where people show up, and obviously like it's the one time of year where yeah. we all can dress like and then Aisling just is a big box.
So I showed up like this.
I'm your woman in Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging yes. every year.
Love that.
So the problem is this year I'm going to be away for Halloween. I'm going to be on holidays, and I asked on the show, if I make my Halloween costume purely for a picture / video for Instagram, is that kind of cheating? And the general consensus was no.
Yeah.
Do it anyway.
I think people just want to see you dress up.
I think they just want to put me to work. And last night was the day, okay?
Oh, last night?
Because I'm going away on Saturday. It needed to be done this week. So last night was the night that I constructed and photographed this year's Halloween costume in which I dressed up as...
Oh God, I'm not ready.
A disco ball.
Ah, very good.
But excellent. Just my head.
Okay.
So I was kind of just a disco ball.
So not too much
head.
Work.
Well,
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, look, obviously if I was to try build a whole structure, that would have been a fair bit. But the head was busy last night. So it got a lot of action. So I bought on Amazon these sheets of tiny stick-on mirrors. Okay. So they were about... They were teeny tiny. I should have bought bigger ones. They were half a centimetre each for each square.
Slow process. Yeah.
So actually in total, I bought 7,200 tiny stick-on mirrors.
How much did that cost you?
€24.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not too bad.
And you had to... Like manually, were they in strips or?
In parts, I was able to
get a few multiples.
Get some strips. Yeah, that worked for sort of back of the head area. But the front of the face, very delicate areas, some of them had to be put on.
On your actual
square
skin
by
ashing.
Square. Straight onto the skin.
No!
Yeah, I also bought a silver swimming cap to tuck back my hair so I was able to do a sort of a bald head.
That's
look.
Clever.
And I had the tiny mirrors completely covering my entire head and face.
What's your boyfriend Alex do when you're at this stuff? Does he just be chilling? Does he help you?
That's an excellent question, Emma. How might somebody do the back of their head? They rope in boyfriend Alex.
Okay.
So the assembly began at 5:36 p.m. I focused on my face. Around the eyes was very difficult. I was told once the skin around your eyes is the most delicate skin.
Of course.
So I was trying to blot off some of the sticky for the eye part so I wouldn't tear off my literal eyelids when I pulled it off. And Alex worked on the back.
Okay.
The back of the head and the top of the head. He was busy out, and the creation was completed at 7:41 p.m. So it took just over 2 hours.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. The photo shoot lasted 45 minutes.
Wow.
Getting the correct lighting, because we had to use torches to get the proper glow of the disco ball. We tried black background, white background, so on and so forth.
I would have loved if there was like a fire alarm or something that went off last night. Ash would have just had to go down.
Onto the street.
Yeah.
Was it full body pictures or just the head? As in, how did you style otherwise?
Yeah, just the head. Right. So I'm just like pretty much sort of like just my head as a floating disco
Brilliant.
Ball, yeah. And then the peeling off. Oh, lads. By the end, I was like, I need to get this off me. Oh, my God, I need to get this off me.
My
ears were inside the swimming cap. And then when I had like covered the cap with all the gems and whatever, it just got tighter and tighter and tighter. Oh, my God, my ears were so sore by the end. Yeah. So the peel off lasted about 10 minutes, but like literally when I was like, I did it on my lips. Mm. Like when I was peeling off my lip, like my lip was like coming out.
Ugh.
My lip was like coming proper out.
See,
as
everyone
I peeled.
Listening and me has to think the same thing. Why do you do this to yourself?
I also wonder, why not get a disco ball and cut it in half and put it on top of your head and boom, you're a disco ball.
Listen, I was in a charity shop yesterday and I saw a sequined silver top and I was like, cool, well that just could have gone over my face with two holes.
Can we see?
It's me.
Can we get a preview?
Do you know what? I'm going to
put a little preview on the screen for Only You. This is such a horrible thing for me to do.
That's lousy on everyone listening.
To everybody
Ashley.
Listening. On October 31st is when the general public
oh
will
my God.
Get to see it.
Oh my God.
But that's all you're getting so far.
She's like Daft Punk. Oh my God.
Sorry, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
It's probably one of the scariest costumes I've ever done.
That's like the Squid Game guy. Do you remember the guy who wore the mask?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what's great as well? Because otherwise, in other years, your costumes aren't scary. Like last year, you were really nice looking 99.
Yeah, I'm never really scary.
You're kind of on theme Halloween-wise because you're kind of a scary disco ball.
I am a scary disco ball.
Oh, you are a scary disco ball.
So get ready.
That's insane.
Halloween.
The things you do just for a
fun. For attention, Emma, is the answer to the word you want to finish on. Attention.
You're listening to Spin.
Emma said something the other day that made me look at her in a totally different way. In a way that I thought, wow, she's a real life grown up. I wonder what that's like. She said, as she walked out of the studio, sorry guys, can I take this quick call? It's my accountant. And I thought, wow, I have never in my life said anything as important or interesting.
And I actually really had to take that call because it's tax return time.
Yeah, it's October. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Again, another statement
that's insane.
Is so adult.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of freaked out myself. I was like, guys, sorry, but it's my accountant. I must go. I have to take this call.
I just thought that was such an adult sentence.
Yeah, and then it was funny because she was like, I don't know what his name is. Like, hi, John, how are you? And I was like, God. She knows how to talk to an accountant.
Yeah, she's a real adult. But
she knows.
I'd be like, Aisling speaking. Yes, accountant.
Money, money.
What do I owe?
But I realise I've never said that before. I probably will at some point in my life, but I've never ever said that before. Oh, it's my accountant. So it got me thinking, what are some other adult sentences that we haven't said yet?
Oh.
That we will at some point.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Things like, I was trying to think back at like things that have been said in my house that if I ever say, I'm like, oh, right, this is the moment that I become an adult.
Okay.
And I think I have it. I must get them windows cleaned.
I actually just thought of that one.
Yeah.
Isn't that a real one?
Yeah.
Like something like that. Like, oh my God, how mundane is my thought frame if I have to be thinking, I must get them windows cleaned.
Even just as a sentence, because it's loaded because it shows the responsibility.
Yes, yeah, like, yeah.
Did you pay the plumber?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
You're responsible.
Did you pay the anyone is mad.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, like, okay, one, you have a gaff of your own. Two, you have the responsibility of paying someone else for their, like, work. I don't know. It's just, I feel like that's a loaded one.
It's a big one. Hang on, I'll check with my solicitor. That's quite adult. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty adult.
Oh, the day I say that, I'm going to feel so sexy. I better be wearing a suit. I'm going to put herself down for a nap.
Go on. Yeah, speaking of, actually, I got a voice note from my friend who's pregnant yesterday, just catching up on how she's doing. And she was like, oh, now we have our anatomy scan on Tuesday. And I'm so excited for that. I was like,
that's
oh my God,
so adult.
You're talking about your anatomy scan on Tuesday. Not even just scan, you went into detail. I was like, Googling, what's the difference between an anatomy scan and a normal scan?
Oh, wow.
I had no clue.
But you ever hear it, like, when you're, like, we're 30 years old or thereabouts. And, like, you even hear, like, say, your dad talking to someone. And you're like, God, that's such a grown-up conversation.
Yeah. I know. God, he's so impressive.
Yeah. I'm in my head, I'm there like holding his hand beside him, like, Dad, can we go? Come on.
Yeah.
What about this one? I've had it up to here.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah,
yeah, that's very adult. One I've never said, obviously, but will use plenty when the time comes. Oh, sorry, don't mind me, baby brain.
No! Baby brain. I might start
using that. For everything.
I might start using that.
Yeah.
That's very good.
What about this one? Now, my wedding planner advises that we go for the orchids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's really adult.
Who are you saying this to when when you picture yourself saying these sentences?
I imagine, like, us chatting off air.
Yes, yeah,
like,
yeah.
In years to come, being like, I don't know, guys, the wedding planner. And that's how we know we're old, because it won't sound, not old, because it won't sound weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, it'll just really? Be like, oh, I agree, actually, Em. The orchids would be nice.
I can't imagine ever saying these kind of sentences and it being normal.
Yep.
Like this one. Would you just say hello to your granny on the phone?
Oh my God, and the granny is your mom.
Yeah, it's so my mom.
Weird. Yes.
Say hello to your granny on the phone.
Another one, I'll be back to you now. I just have to run in and collect David from the cool cat.
Yeah. Oh, I love
it.
I got, I must go to the bank. Must go to the bank.
Yeah.
Haven't had a minute to bless myself.
Yeah, haven't had a moment.
How do you work this bloody thing?
Oh, no.
sugar.
I'm waiting for that.
No.
The day that happens, I'm out.
Because you know what? We feel like we're so versed on technology, but there's going to be something that's going to be a head scratcher.
Guys, we can't let that happen.
How do you work this bloody thing? Who's Help this me. Now? Posty Maloney, is it? We were just talking about sentences you haven't said as an adult yet, and Aisling, you brought to us saying that one was, oh, hang on, I just need to check on my solicitor.
Yeah.
Very, very good one. Rebecca was on.
Recently had a moment with a friend when we both went, oh my God, we're too grown up. Where I was like, yeah, no, I need to get on to my solicitor about that. And she was like, oh, do you have a solicitor? I can give you mine if you want. I was like, no, I've been with him over a year. Like, no, I'm happy with my solicitor.
No way.
Solicitor. Who? Like, what? I'm just a teenager. I'm a teenager in my 30s. I don't need a solicitor.
I'm with you, Rebecca. I'm with you.
So funny how the friend is like, I'll give you mine if you want.
Oh, my God. The other day as well, chatting to some colleagues about the tax return, and they were like, who's your solicitor now? Or, sorry. Yeah. Who's your accountant now? I use X.
And which gardener are you using?
I have a great plumber for you. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and
hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Once a week, myself, Dave. Or no, not Dave.
Yeah, we quiz Aisling. Let's turn it around.
It's myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin and beyond. We come together with that womanly bond we all have.
Yeah.
And so cringe.
We bring our down on the girly quiz, asking them questions that feminine and ladies will, or what am I trying to say? That ladies will know, men naturally won't, and we put him through his paces on the girly quiz.
And after 2 years, we are still coming up with tons of questions. There's just a hell of a lot that we know about that you guys don't. The girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy, who've launched Lash Lift. It's their new weightless mascara for limitless lashes, and it's available at their Grafton Street store now. And our phone a female this morning to help you out, Dave, is Carly. And for coming on, Carly has won herself a lovely Sculpted by Amy prize pack. Happy days, Carly.
Thank you, Carly. The thing about Carly is that she said that she doesn't want to sing a song.
Yeah, very strange. We rang Carly.
Yeah, so don't make me, guys.
Yeah, it was funny. We just were like, just messaged the word girly, and then we called Carly to see if she'd like to.
She was like, don't make me sing a song.
I don't think they were like, why would you have to sing?
Naturally, Carly, please.
Everyone would turn off the show.
Please sing a song now, Carly. Go ahead.
No, you're okay. I don't want people to.
Well, you're not getting any prize now unless you sing a bloody song.
Dave, you also have a second lifeline, which is the Simplify, a 50-50 option, and you have to get all three questions right in order to win the week.
Class.
All right, let's kick off. Had a bad week last week, so let's try and get back in the game.
Stop pretending like you're on my side.
Dave, question one on the girly quiz this week. What brand is missing from this TV ad for kids' shoes?
The amazing makeup what?
Makeup mobile.
Makeup mobile.
They came with like different quirky items, like hair extensions, like a mobile phone that was full of makeup.
The shoes did?
Yeah.
Again, what brand is missing from this TV ad for kids' shoes? Do you not recognise it at all?
Never heard
of it. Not at all.
No.
Wow.
This was a classic.
The kind of music, the little voices at the back kind of, you know, but like that's, I feel like they could use that for everything. Do you remember the stuff you could buy on like, those TV ads where it was like Floam and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like Putty and stuff.
Yeah, Putty, yeah, things like that.
They always, yeah, that was kind of the go-to voice for anything kid-related, wasn't it?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, go on. The amazing makeup mobile.
I wouldn't focus on that too much.
Okay, I have two guesses.
Okay.
But I don't think either of them are correct.
All right.
One are gel shoes, because I think they were a thing for a while. I can picture them. They were like purpley. I think you could probably get them in different colours, and they were also kind of a little sparkly. So gel shoes
were great because you could go swimming in them and it wouldn't get your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good for the beach.
And the other thing I have in my head, which I know is wrong because they're probably too cool for kids, were baby shams.
Well, I don't know what that is. Are, hon.
Baby shams were like, they're runners. But okay. they were like, or baby chams or shams, I don't know how to pronounce them.
How are we feeling? Do you want to use a Simplify?
I'd actually love to use a Simplify.
All right. We enter Simplify mode on this.
Can I go 50-50?
Oh, lovely.
What brand is missing from that TV ad for kids' shoes? Is it A, Lelly Kelly, or B, Petty Betty.
It's definitely 100% Lelly Kelly.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Let's see if you're right.
I never, ever would have got that.
Well, you do remember it.
I do remember it now. Yeah. Lelly Kelly. Yeah, of course.
Do you remember Lelly Kelly's? Yeah. Everyone had them in school.
She walked so Ellie Kelly could run. Yeah.
Excellent. Brilliant. 1 out of 1. It's looking good.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
All right, we crack on. Question 2.
All right, Dave. Question number 2 on the girly quiz. Which of these is not a makeup brand?
He's got the pen out. You know it's serious when he gets the pen out.
This is sort of easy now because you only have to pick one. Barry M.
Barry M.
Bellamy.
Bellamy Anta.
Or Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
So again, you're looking for the one that is not a makeup brand.
I think. Was that Barry M?
Barry M.
Barry M.
Bellamy. Or Bellamy. Bobby Brown.
Not a makeup.
Yeah.
Not makeup. So I'm going to say, I think Bellamy is Bellamy Anta and it has to be a makeup brand. It sounds too nice. Bobby Brown sounds like a football player.
It does, I mean.
Barry M. I don't think Barry M is a makeup brand, to be honest with you. But it also could be, like, it could be any of them.
Mm.
But I think...
Are none of them familiar to you as a makeup brand?
Bellamy.
Oh, right.
But I think that's because Bellamy Anta. But that also could be a completely different thing.
Okay.
So I'm not actually sure. Bellamy. Yeah, Bellamy. It's just too nice a name if it's... Do you know what? I'm going to have to call in the troops, I think.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm going to have to call in Carly.
Carly, it's time for you to start singing. Only joking.
Yeah, off you go.
No, please don't.
Carly's going to hang up.
I still don't understand why she thinks she needs to sing a song.
No, I'm paranoid that you're going to hit me with a song.
But we're not going to.
Just let that go.
Okay, good.
We have important things, business to get to. Carly, not a makeup brand. Barry M, Bellamy or Bobby Brown?
I'm going to go with Bellamy.
Bellamy, not a makeup brand.
Not a makeup brand.
Talk us through that.
But, not Bellamy Anta, no?
I think, no, Bellamy Anta and Bellamy, I don't think are the same. Bobby Brown, I definitely know is makeup brand, and Barry M. So I'm going to go with Bellamy.
Bobby Brown is makeup for sure.
Yeah.
And Barry M, you think is?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm like 90% sure.
Okay, great. Do you know what? I'm all right with that, Carly.
So
I'm gonna.
This is a rare occasion where Dave might not go with the phone a female.
I am kind of thinking not going with you.
And then, do you know what that means? You have to sing.
No.
But I just only because I was so sure on Bellamy. But do you know what, Carly? I feel like.
Are you gonna trust me?
I feel like I can trust you. I'm gonna say that Bellamy is not a makeup brand, and I.
I really hope this is right now.
I would have put a grand on Bellamy in a makeup brand, just so you know.
Well,
so my final answer is that not a makeup brand is Bellamy.
You're absolutely right. Oh! Woo!
Carly!
I'm sweating skin.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm just...
I'm delighted now.
Like, oh, that's insane.
You've just been woman-splained.
That's unreal. I really thought it was going to be Bellamy. Congratulations, Carly. You've won that prize pack with Sculpted by Amy.
Thank you. You are so good. Thank
you. Don't forget, sing that song now. Go.
Sing us the song.
No, you're all right. I'm going to hang up now.
Bye, see you later. Good luck. Bye-bye. Damn it. Bellamy.
Yeah.
I was so sure. I would have put a grand on it. Easy.
Well, look, you didn't, pal.
Yeah.
We crack on to question 3. Problem now is you are completely on your own. No lifelines remaining.
These are your favourite questions.
I do. Yeah, you're incredibly vulnerable at this stage. It's a very girly quiz. Dave, for the win, which two methods of birth control are proven to be the most effective?
Abstinence. They always feckin' say that, don't they? They're like, well, the best birth control is to not have sex at all. And you're like, well, what's that famous saying? It's like, what's the safest way to go skiing? Don't ski.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to say, if an abstinence is not an answer that you'll accept, I think condoms are like 99.9%, or they're at least 98%. They should put that on the box.
Like Friends.
I think condoms are one. And I think the coil. There could be the bar, the pill. Could be the pill, you know.
You know.
Just named all of them.
Now we're looking for the two, and the way that these are broken down are by percentages. So certain ones make it into the 99 plus percentage.
Yeah, like the rest fall, 97, 96, 95.
I'm going to go with condoms, and I'm going to go with the coil.
Final answer?
Final answer.
David Hammond, you've lost the game! The final hurdle.
What have we got?
Okay. The answer is the coil and implants.
Wait, sorry. I thought it was going to be 100% condoms was going
condoms
to be the
rule. Condoms, darling, are not as effective.
So the coil and what?
Implants. So like the bar. Or whatever. Yeah, I've googled. Condoms are 98% effective.
Damn.
And I love this. Too. If they're not used absolutely properly, they could fall quickly to 82%.
Wow. Also, did we give people a warning before the Gardaí quiz?
You can have it now.
Yeah, just keep handing the dial there.
With Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. I just
wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning. Morning, morning, morning.
Good morning, God. Sorry.
Even just listening to the news bulletin there with all
so crazy,
the
isn't
details
it?
And the information on the back of the very sad and untimely passing of Liam Payne yesterday. Honestly, it's just so shocking.
It
so
is,
sad.
Yeah. I think we'll remember this forever.
Yeah, 100%.
It's one of them moments, isn't it?
A lot of people arriving into work and it's kind of the conversation, like even obviously here in our own office, people are arriving into work and you can hear that this is just people going, what?
Yeah, it's insane.
We'll keep you abreast on that story here at Spin on our news bulletins again across the day.
Yeah.
Before I went to America there a few weeks ago, I was asking advice on how to keep my nails long because I knew I was getting my nails done. And
you
I
wouldn't
got some,
typically get your nails done, but you wanted a bit of length, right?
Yeah, and I got some helpful advice from people on how to keep them long. And then I got my nails done in America, lovely. And then I said, oh, class, I'm going on holidays this week, so I'll just get them taken off and redone in the same fell swoop.
Oh, look at you, you're in now, you're hooked in. You get the nails done once.
Is this Ashton Bonner being a girly girl?
This is Ashton being a girly girl, something I've never done in my life. I've never like re-gotten them on. Anytime I've got
such
my nails done,
me.
I have just picked.
I'm just a guy's girl, you know? No. I just want to play PlayStation and pinball.
No, I'm just cheap, okay? And I'll just paint them myself. So anyway, this week I was like, I'll book in and I'll get them redone. And they were starting to kind of grow off and they were starting to chip a little bit. They lasted pretty well. And I was sitting on the couch the other day and I said, what? I'll just get at that little bit there. That little bit is kind of flapping off. Sure, I'll just tug at that little bit. That's grand. And then I'm just sitting there watching telly. I said, oh, that's another loose end there. I'll tidy that up. Tick, 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 tick.
You just can't stop.
Look down about 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, dear God, what have I done? I've peeled them all off.
They look in good nick considering you've done that, which can be quite damaging.
They're okay. There's like a bit of roughness and like, you know, where it goes sort of white.
Yeah.
I've definitely taken a little layer of nail off. Anyway, now I'm like, ah, cool. Don't need to get them done now. Just do it myself.
Nail varnish again, yeah.
Is that layer of white not meant to be there?
No, tis not, Dave.
Is that scum?
That's that layer of scum.
Ew, Ashley has scummy nails. Jack Harlow, Loving On Me. You're listening to Spin, your number one hit music station.
And from one Jack to the other.
And from one Jack to the other.
Yes,
we must talk about my boyfriend Jack very momentarily. Don't do it.
I didn't. That was Callum.
That's so annoying, you know. So annoying.
See, we only keep doing it because you keep drawing attention to it.
Yeah, I keep being like, oh, am I talking about Jack?
Yeah, you just have to ignore them.
Yeah, okay, fair.
That's what I do most of the time.
And then we'll get bored.
Yeah, fair. Okay, cool. Well, before we went to Spain a week or two ago, Jack came down with like this real bad, horrible cold. And I was kind of thinking, I don't know if he's going to make Spain. Do you know when someone's so miserable?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he was grand then. Had a lovely few days in Spain, felt well, and all of a sudden he's downtrodden again with this nasty cold that's doing the round. You kind of nipped a cold in the bud the other day, Aisling, didn't you? You felt a bit of a niggle coming on.
I had a real sore throat and then like I got a bit of a sniffle. I'm a little sniffly today, but it's not a really bad dose. Yeah,
it grazed you.
Yes, it did. Oh. It's kind of rubbing up against me. Leave me alone.
I feel so bad for him because you know when someone's so miserable and you kind of forget when you have like a proper cold how miserable
terrible.
It's so bad.
It's in your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, your throat, and your coughing.
Is he going to work?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
See, that's the worst part. Like, if you have a cold, if you're in any way sick, just stay at home.
But to stay in bed.
No one needs any heroes. No one cares. Just stay at home. Like.
Yeah, no, totally. And you think we would have learned that over the last few years?
Yeah.
To stay home. Anyway, but anyway, I haven't seen him now since Spain because he's from the UK. And he's coming over today. And I asked for an update this morning. He said slight improvement. I was like, all right, but still terrible. Mm. Like when I spoke to him on the phone the other day, when he answered the phone, I didn't know who it was.
Oh, really? God. Is that
I was
bad?
Like, he sounds like a different person.
Sounds like Aisling after a heavy weekend.
Yeah. So I'm staying with him tonight. Sorry. And I hope I don't get sick. But I haven't seen him in a week, so I want to see him. But I've come up with the 5-point plan on how to come out of that unsick.
God's sake, it was a 6-point plan about 20 minutes ago. Yeah, it's now gone to a 5.
Yeah, I've gotten into a good
system. I don't think you've much of a plan at all.
I think there's a good system here, Dave. I think there's a good system. And we've learned a lot over the last few years. So we're sitting in a hotel, so I think I'll get there before him, get checked in, and set up a sanitising station.
Nice.
So as he walks in the door, I'll just spray him down, get the
some yellow signage signage. Remind us of the good old days.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just thinking of like the science class and school, like you have an eye wash station and you have like a hand sanitizer.
So obviously we're going to be sleeping in the same bed, so this is going to cause some problems. I'm going to bring a sleeping bag for him so he doesn't touch me. So before he gets into the bed, he has to get himself into the sleeping bag, hands in, and then if there's any rolling, at least no body parts are touching off each other.
It's like he's in his own little test tube.
You know when you're like 3 months into a relationship and you're going through the real sexy part? I think that is really up there. Just him in a sleeping bag coming nowhere near me, okay?
I have to dream when you're sleeping in a hotel bed.
Yeah, exactly. It's what dreams are
every
made
time,
of.
Every time I'm in a hotel bed, I was like, God, it's great, but it's just no sleeping bag.
Yeah. But then on top of that, just for extra safety, we're going to build a pillow wall between us. And part four, we're going to sleep top to toe.
So why are you even going over at this stage?
So he's locked into a sleeping bag. There's a pillow wall between us and we're top to toe, so I won't get any of his dirty breath.
Yeah.
Dirty, sick breath breathing in on me all night.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, because I know everyone who's really sick with the cold and has a temperature, we're going to leave the window open all night. Just leave the breeze in, circulating around the room. He'd love that.
This sounds like an awful night.
It also is 150,000% not happening. Like, not even one of these points is happening. A sleeping bag, would you shut up?
Too right. I have 3 stories about the one topic, so it's time for one of these. Yeah, I know it.
In Fart Corner.
I actually hate that theme music.
It's awful.
Is that the only song that mentions a corner?
We're working on it. But most importantly, welcome to Fart Corner. I have 3 things to tell you about farts. Therefore, we find ourselves here. I don't know how I should feel when producer Callum says there are a few fart stories in the news. Aisling, I think you should take these on.
Well, I do remember in the early days of the show, you did admit to enjoying the smell of your own farts.
Thank you. That should be brought up often.
Now, I wouldn't have brought that up, Emma, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't have brought that up, you know.
First up in Fart Corner, scientists have said that holding in farts can be bad for you.
Yeah.
Let's dive in. So holding in farts can leave a person feeling discomfort and bloating.
Sure.
And one scientist even says it can harm your bowels.
Interesting.
In the long run.
I saw a tweet the other day from a guy who said, I'm not even trying to hold in farts anymore. I'm just going for it.
Yeah. I'm too old.
That's the energy. Another issue is that small pockets can form in your colon.
Ew.
Called diverticula, which can be harmful if they get infected.
Interesting.
I've heard of diverticulitis.
I've never heard of that word
Maybe
in my
that's
whole life.
Part of that.
I don't like the way it's called dive when it's in the bum either. It just sounds a bit funny.
Yeah, it sounds very medical, doesn't it?
But I kind of knew that it was going to be bad for you if you don't. Like, it's obviously there for a reason.
Yeah.
It's air. Get it out.
Let it go. And a fun fact from this story is that the average person releases between 1.5 and 1.5 litres of gas a day.
Interesting.
What? Think of that in the context of milk.
Oh, liters. My God.
1.5 litres of gas.
You know the way we're also used to, like, smells in the sense that, like, we're all in this human race and we go around and, like, obviously some smells are really pungent to us and all that. But I wonder, as, like, an alien coming into Earth, is the whole Earth just real smelly?
Yeah, I wonder. That's a good point.
Oh, yeah, I'd say.
It's all trapped in the ozone layer. Jesus, the smell of this
imagine
place.
Coming through. That's probably why they haven't attacked us.
Yeah.
In more fart news, I want to talk about the actor Woody Harrelson. You might know him from the first season of True Detective and and he was also in The Hunger Games. He played Haymitch Abernathy.
Oh, yes, I know him.
Yeah, and loads of other things. But Woody has made a fart confession about his time working on the TV show Cheers. So he has a podcast with this actor called Ted Danson, and they were speaking about his gas issues, in particular his vegan farts.
Oh,
so
no.
Woody has been a vegan for over 30 years, and apparently while they were filming Cheers, they were often in quite close quarters.
No.
So much farts were being produced by him at such a toxic level that they had to actually shut down production from time to time so people could air out the room and get a breather from his vegan farts.
Oh, wow. See, I'd feel so bad.
Isn't that so embarrassing?
So embarrassing.
It'd be so cringe.
Let's be honest. Come on, we're in a safe space. Have you ever like thought one was safe and then you can see this, you can smell your, and you're like, oh god.
Of course.
All the time.
No, but when you're in public, isn't it just off?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's grand in public, just blame on someone else.
No, but if you're with your friend sitting around a table or something and you're like, oh, who was that? And it's like, oh, it's scary me, but please don't pay attention to it.
Well, the last thing I'll tell you is about public farting, and this is kind of a PSA, and I want to give a warning to any future nuptials planning a 3-day wedding. I was at a 3-day wedding there a few weeks ago. And the farts by day 3 were astounding. Oh my
astounding.
God. It was actually a topic of conversation among multiple groups on the 3rd day. Luckily the room was pretty well aired and there was doors open and all the rest. But like, the farts were outrageous. Like,
really ash.
It was actually so telling of the damage that had been done that weekend to people's systems. So if you are planning a 3-day wedding, this is your fart corner warning that maybe just air out.
We will talk about you on the show.
Yeah. God, that is super gross.
Yep.
I remember, the one piece of advice I got that's really useful. Kiwis.
Really?
Go into your day and everything will look
shove
after
them up
itself.
Your bum. It's like an air freshener.
Don't shove a kiwi up your bum. Nothing will come out. Rice.
Recharged.
This weekend, if you've no plans, how about go to Gamerfest? It's coming to the RDS and we have tickets to give away every single day on the show this week.
Yeah, massive celebration of all things gaming, from the latest blockbuster releases to the all-time classics as well in the retro zone, which sounds so, so cool. And there's going to be loads of special guests as well.
We have a pair of tickets to give away now and a massive telly to give away tomorrow as an upgrade prize.
And the chair, don't forget the chair.
Under the chair.
Under the chair.
And we have stuck a popular song through the 8-bit machine for you to guess what it is.
Laura thinks that she knows. What are you up to this morning, Laura?
I'm in work.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm a manager of a childcare, like a creche.
Good on you.
I was going to say, it sort of sounds like there's like games going on behind you there.
Bit of
like
activity.
You're a game or something.
Lots of activity. Children are running up the hall right now.
Okay. How many kids are in your care?
Oh, 43 right now and today.
Oh my God.
You're going to say 4 or 5.
I hope you have some help.
She's on her own, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few of us here.
Okay. What kind of ages are we talking?
6 months to just before school, so 5.
Oh, very
fair
good.
Trying
to manage
you.
Nap time and nappy changes and then entertaining the other ages.
I'm hiding in the office for that.
You've made it to manager. You're allowed to do that. Laura, we've been 8-bitting up a song and the song sounds like this. What do you think, Laura? What is that song?
It's Sing by Ed Sheeran.
Sing by Ed Sheeran.
Let's check if you're right. There we go.
Nice one, Laura. Congratulations. Yeah, very, very tricky one. Congratulations, you've won those tickets to Gamerfest and you're in the draw to win a Sony Bravia 65-inch 4K Ultra HD Smart TV, a Trust Gaming Chair and, those two pairs of tickets to Gamerfest. All the thanks to Pringles. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a good day, Laura. Keep hiding.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
Bye. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. I think anybody who holds down 43 kids in a creche is some woman.
Yeah, and deserves a telly.
Would she have the energy to get to Gamerfest this weekend?
I don't know. Obviously, there's plenty of people working there, but oh my God, I always just think people who work in childcare, fair play to you. A lot going on.
But she did say she's only hanging out in the office.
They say the same about radio.
It's all her cronies doing the hard work.
Your last chance to win with Gamerfest on the show tomorrow after 7:30. You might remember on yesterday's show, we talked about how this weekend I am judging
a very, very local event. It's in a place called Ballyduff Upper, a little village Ballyduff I grew up. And they're hosting a lip-sync battle on Saturday night to raise money for the roof of the hall. Yes. Actually,
and you're all invited.
And so we talked about that at length yesterday. I think it might be the first time the Ballyduff Upper was given such coverage on radio.
Are they excited?
Are they excited or what? It was sent around, posted online.
All gas.
So the excitement is at an all-time high ahead of that. I actually really can't wait now, you know.
I hope we didn't say anything bad about the people of Ballyduff
you
Upper.
You didn't?
That they smell or anything like that.
You did.
What?
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.